This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday. We made it. It's also freezing outside. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's Family Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station. You better believe it. Call me, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. Just mention me in a post at C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And you can join the YouTube live stream. Watch me on video. And you can also chat. There's a little chat box next to the video that I do address pretty frequently. So feel free. Yeah, I woke up this morning. There was a lot of grass in the yard, as a matter of fact. Like, the snow's melting, but it still feels cold. It wasn't pleasant. But at least a lot of the ice is getting melted now, too. A lot of the snow's getting melted. We're starting to see our yards again. Those piles of snow on the edge of our yards are starting to go away. So I'm happy about that. Right now, it's 21 degrees across the greater Pittsburgh area. High of 35, low of 20 today. Clear skies tomorrow. Warms up significantly. High of 45, low of 30, partly cloudy skies. Next week, already some early projections of rain, but it looks like highs are going to be anywhere from the low 40s to the mid 50s. Bye-bye, snow. Hopefully, don't want to jinx it. That's Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Secure Money Advisors, helping you get your retirement on the right track. Got a little added pressure this morning, so last night had a nice dinner. My girlfriend Jada, her mother, had her birthday yesterday. We celebrated. Went out to this Mediterranean restaurant. Very good. Big fan of gyros, you know, because I'm a Greek guy. Very good time. Out a little bit later than usual. Got back home around 9:15, 9:30, so that was cool. Now, Jada is flying to Florida this morning with her family, and she sent me a picture right as I got into the office here around 4:55, and she sent me a message that the fan is in the car. So her dad, her brother, family's just listening this morning. So shout out to them. Appreciate it. A little added pressure, though. They're listening live. They usually don't do that. Jada usually rewinds on the Odyssey app, which you can do up to 72 hours. Rewind Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free to download. No rewinding now, though. You get to hear the live thing. So shout out to them. Elroy Face passed away. Interesting pivot there. Already off to a great start. Yeah, that came out yesterday. The Pirates reposted it all over social media about Elroy Face passing away. A legendary pitcher with the Pirates from 1953 to 1968. Won the World Series with them in 1960. So I saw that and I was sad. I was like, that's tough when you see that. You know, get some legends that they pass away. No good. Not cool. So may he rest in peace. That's something I saw last night that touched me a little bit. So there's that. With the Pirates, speaking of them, big conversation happening yesterday. Adam Crowley and I were talking on the Fan Morning Show. And this is a consensus I want to get from Pirate fans. It's so interesting that we get to have these conversations now about certain Pirates aspects that we didn't get to have before. There was nothing that really happened of major interest in off seasons recently, but the Pirates, now there are things to talk about. One of which is Connor Griffin. Pirates prospect, Pirates top prospect, MLB's top prospect. Should he get to make the major league roster right away? Or should he have to sit in the minors for a little bit, play in the minors for a little bit, get those repetitions there, and then come up? 412-928-9370. I want to know what you think. I haven't put this out on social media yesterday, and saw some mixed results. A lot of people were saying, like, there's no need. Some people did agree. They were like, ah, yeah, maybe. Maybe give him a shot in the minors. He has little experience, even in Double A. Didn't play in that many games in Double A so far in his minor league career. And so I want to know what you think. So let me know. Call in 412-928-9370. I know this has to be the most pivotal decision that the Pirates can make this offseason, aside from, as of right now, filling that third base void, finding a solution, whether that's acquiring somebody or whether that's trusting Jared Triolo to fill that position. But whether Connor Griffin starts the season or not, I think, is one of the most important decisions coming from this offseason. And, I mean, Adam put it like this yesterday, too, when we were talking. Adam Crowley said that Connor Griffin is the most important player, is the next most important Pirates than Barry Bonds. Which, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and even say that he's exaggerating. Like, this is top prospect stuff. Like, Connor Griffin is highly anticipated, ranked very highly among all prospects across Major League Baseball. He could steer the Pirates in a direction of success over the next several seasons. Just depending on how he plays and how he pairs and matches up and strengthens the lineup with other players that the Pirates acquire and bolster the lineup with. Now, I, despite acknowledging that that's true, I'm not necessarily convinced that he should start in the major leagues to begin this season. Now, I'm not saying wait a month or two. Don't go the full Paul Skeens route. But my thing is, give him a week or two just to see AAA baseball and adapt to that. Let him see AAA for a couple weeks, literally 2 weeks, maybe three. And if he plays as expected, then you bring him up. No hesitation, bring him up in April, we're good. Mid to late April, we're good. If he doesn't do well, let him iron out what he needs to iron out. But let him prove over the 3 more weeks of time to begin the season that he can play Major League Baseball. I certainly agree, too, that he should be a player in spring training that gets repetitions, that gets into the portions of games where there are major leaguers playing. He doesn't deserve to get in, I think, at this point with some of the lower-end substitutions that end up coming into the game. He very much should get those repetitions against the major leaguers, against the big competition, because I want to evaluate him in spring training as well and see how he does. But a little bit more time in the minor leagues, a little bit. I think that's the best case, is you put him there a little bit. And also, I know that not many care about this perspective, but I would like to have one final tally on how well Jared Triolo and Nick Gonzalez can play. Because assuming that the Pirates don't acquire a third baseman, I want to see those two for 2 or 3 weeks and just see, okay, how can they start the season? How can they perform? And can they be adequate contributors to this team? Because you're going to need one of them to play third base. That's what I'm looking at right now. I know Nick Gonzalez isn't, it's not hugely projected that he'll even play that position, but like, they're going to need somebody to play there. Now, Adam did argue this, which I thought was a fair point as well yesterday when we were talking about this. He said that that Jared Triolo's defense is his defense, which will be his strength, and that's all he needs to do. He doesn't necessarily need to be a good hitter. Maybe. But everything about this Pirates lineup this season seems to be offense first. That's why Ryan O'Hearn's expected to play the outfield, because it's offense first. I don't know necessarily why it would be favoring Jared Triolo of the Ryan O'Hearns, the Marcelo Zunas in the lineup, just to have him play a decent third base spot. I'm not convinced. I'm not totally convinced. I mean, it's not a terrible thought to have him in there to only play defense, but like I want. I mean, the Pirates' offense was so bad last season, so bad. They're like, I don't want any remnants of any of those players from that previous lineup that contributed to one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball. And it's also a cruel reminder that the Pirates had one of the best pitching staffs in Major League Baseball last season, and if the Pirates would have just met league standards, league averages, that they probably would have won games into the 80s. But they regressed last season because of several different factors, but being the worst offense was one of those as well. I want one more checkup. I want one more, okay. Triolo at third, Gonzalez at shortstop. How do they perform? And in 2 to 3 weeks, all dependent on Connor Griffin's ability to play AAA baseball, which if he's their top prospect, he should be expected to play great down there and put up good stats down there. Give it 2 to 3 weeks. And if he performs, you bring him up. Now, if he doesn't perform, and maybe there's the reality where maybe he starts slow, but Jared Triolo and Nick Gonzalez, they hit. They play solidly. Then you're good. You got your established major league guys, and you wait until Connor Griffin heats up, build his confidence, and then bring him up then. I don't anticipate he's going to struggle, but there's a lot of factors you got to consider here, and I just want to make sure that he can prove, now that the Pirates have steady hitting. Again, they're not desperate for hitting right now. Give the guys who have been on the major league roster one last little chance to prove themselves, and give Connor Griffin the opportunity in AAA to say, all right, can you handle this? He only played 20-some games in AA. So far in his minor league career. Give him a little more time. Play him a bunch in spring training. Play him in AAA for 2 or 3 weeks. See how he can do. As long as he meets his expectations, bring him up. Bring him up to the majors. 412-928-9370. One of the most pivotal Pirate decisions of modern times. Connor Griffin. Top Major League Baseball prospect on the Pirates. Shortstop of the future, Mike Trout comparisons to him. Should he be called up immediately? Should he be the starting shortstop day one? Or is there a waiting period that you think would benefit him most before he gets the call to the show, to the big leagues? 412-928-9370. Got callers on the line. We're going to them right now. Good morning. We'll start with this caller. What's your name?
Chris.
Go ahead, Chris. What's up?
Hey, a couple points. Triolo's not just a serviceable defensive third baseman. Triolo's an elite defensive third baseman, and he started showing signs of being able to handle major league pitching. You know, we gave Cabrian Hayes, you know, the sun and the moon. I think you put him there. Now, I went and saw 5 games with Griffin. If the Pirates come north without him, it's a horrific organizational mistake. He's ready. He's ready now. They need to bring him with the team. coming north because it's enough of the Pirates clutching their pearls and wringing their hands. This kid, the eye test is undeniable. It doesn't matter what he does. Everything he does is like off the charts elite level. He's ready now.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I haven't seen him in person. I've seen highlights, though, and I mean, he looks solid. The swing is pretty. I'll give you that. I mean, I won't deny that. And on Jared Triolo's front as well, just to address that, yeah, I mean, elite defensive third baseman, Gold Glove Award winner, he is solid. But offensively, Like, I'm not worried about defensive aspects of players in some regards. No, I mean, did errors cost the Pirates a lot last season? Absolutely. You need a balance, though. Like, I need a serviceable defensive third baseman who can also hit not where the Pirates were hitting last season. Absolutely not. So I just want to see. I want to see how he does. Now, I mean, could the other hitters in the lineup for the Pirates distract and make us feel better about how Triolo hits? It's possible. Like, I'm with that. I'm not saying that that's an impossible scenario. I just want to see. I just want them to get one last opportunity. That's usually how that goes. You start a season with guys you think can play, and then as the season goes on and developments happen and results start to become more consistent or more reliable over a larger sample size, then you can find more confidence in your decisions as you start to bring these guys around. Like Connor Griffin, bring these players up from the minor leagues. Now, there is the other conversation, which is, should Connor Griffin get an extension? And absolutely. I mean, I feel like that's where the game's going to start to transition, unless something happens with the collective bargaining agreement that makes teams have more of an advantage for competitive balance. Like a salary cap or floor, I think you might see that change a little bit. But at least as it stands now, as Major League Baseball strategizes now, the move seems like it's going to trend toward, let's pay guys even before they get to the majors because we can lock them up. They're going to want the hefty payday early on, and then it's a win-win for them because then they can get another hefty payday down the line after their tenure with the team they were drafted by. Or on their original contract, you know, if they get traded or whatnot, right? Like, that's still, that money's still going to be paid to them by somebody before they are eligible for free agency. So they should absolutely explore opening up a contract to him to like $70, $100 million over 7 to 10 years. Something like that. Like, give him the money now. Buy out all those, you know, the rookie part of the contract, the arbitration part of the contract, buy that out. And let him play, you know, and commit to him if he's really that good. I say definitely do that. If he's willing. But calling him up right away, I'm still not as convinced. Let me know what you think. 412-928-9370. Go with this caller now. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, old German Rod. Hey, I'd bring him up if he's hitting the cover off the ball in spring training against major league players. You bring him up. You put your best team on the field. But I would also put him at the bottom of the order so that you can protect him against the pitchers and maybe you can steal some runs, you know, on the bottom of the order. And I'll listen to your thoughts and have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I guess. Put him at the bottom of the order. Call him up. He's your best guy. Let him play Major League Baseball. I understand where you guys are coming from. I do. Is there not any concern, though, that the transition to Major League Baseball might be abrupt for him? Part of that's in the back of my head, too, where I'm like, you know, what if he doesn't perform? But everybody seems like he's going to perform. I just have a bit of caution. You know, I'm a bit conservative when it comes to to bring a guy up like this when your entire roster has also been revamped and supplemented, and you want to get the best out of those guys first and see what you have with the guys who are established before you start bringing up a prospect that has no experience. I don't know how the transition is going to be for him. We hope it's going to be great, and I'm not trying to be a downer, but that's just kind of where my mind goes when I think about this. Is, you know, how much more development, how much more confidence can you give him before he comes to the majors rather than just immediately throwing him in and seeing what happens and almost guessing what happens? You can guess he's going to do well. That doesn't mean it's necessarily a guarantee. He's still got to play the games. He's still got to get his at-bats. There's just concerns in some aspects of this. I want to be 100% sure that he is ready by seeing him play at the next level that he hasn't been to yet, which is AAA. He's played 20-some games in AA in his career. Now get him into AAA and just see for a couple weeks. Can he do it? That's where I'm at. But everybody just seems to think that he's gonna be called up and he's going to do well. Which could be right. Somebody on the YouTube chat comments in and says, wouldn't Skeens be considered the most important player since Bonds? I think Crowley's argument was, when he said that Skeens doesn't play every day. Pitchers only get to influence games once every 5 days. And Connor Griffin would be in the lineup every day. And just based on how he's projected to produce, that you get that impact bat, that impact player every day, not every fifth day. So that's the explanation there. That's what he said, and it makes some sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. We got this caller now. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Harry. GP. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. What's up?
Hey, a couple things. We could always start out with Troiola at third and just bat him lower in the lineup because he can't hit too good. So seventh or eighth. I wouldn't bat him last. We want to turn that lineup over. But my opinion is they got one more move up their sleeve. The Pirates. I think they're still going to get somebody. We talked about this. I think they're going to trade for a starting third baseman. I don't know who, but there's rumors out here. I just think they're going to trade. And as far as my man goes, just leave him down there for a month, Harry. I agree with you. Leave him down there. See how they start the season out up here, and then you bring him up. You give the fans a little bit of a recharge energy. You know what I'm saying, Harry?
I do. No, I agree. That's my whole point.
Yeah, definitely leave him down there for a month. I consider leaving him down there 5-6 weeks and see what they got on their infield. If they do pick somebody else up, we'll see what happens. All right, Harry. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. That's how you can talk to me directly right now about whether Connor Griffin should or should not be called up to the major leagues right away to be on the opening day roster. 412-928-9370. GP seems to think that the Pirates are going to acquire a third baseman. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't trust him to play third base, but I saw Nick Castellanos yesterday was released by the Philadelphia Phillies. So he's definitely a solid offensive option out there. Had his struggles recently, but a big name that's now available. I don't know where he would fit on the Pirates at this point. If he'd play third base, maybe you could fit him there. I don't think he'd be all that great at third base. I think he would actually be more of a detriment than an asset defensively. But that's one option, I guess, if I'm throwing one out there. I really don't know who else is out there other than Isak Paredes. I don't know who else is out there that I would really want to play third base for the Pirates. that can handle the defensive part of it along with being an offensive contributor, I just don't know. Now, if the Pirates can swing a deal for Paredes, good on them. I know they already were part of a deal with the Astros this offseason. Mike Burrows was sent over there in the three-team swap that had the Rays send Brandon Lau to the Pirates. So, you know, I don't know what else they would want from the Pirates. There have been some rumors swirling that he's of interest to them, though. And maybe they'll swing something, if not for another player that I don't, that I'm not seeing right now. 412-928-9370. We got this caller now on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Nick. It's Sean. Good morning. I say bring him up. I mean, he's the number one prospect in baseball. Get him the at bats. Get him in the field. It is beyond frustrating that we even have to talk about the fact that Jared Triola. I mean, the only way this guy should be in the lineup is if it's in the bottom of the ninth inning and he's in there for defensive purposes. It's undeniable that he's a good defensive third baseman. But at the end of the day, what did Crowley say, that we don't need him? We don't need his bat?
Yes. Well, here's the thing, though. Who else are you putting at third base then, Sean? That's the question.
I agree with the last caller. I think they have something up their sleeve. They're going to get one. But here's a sanity check. How many times do we have to watch again this year where they're going to pitch around somebody that's in the batting order before Triolo, and he comes up in a crucial situation and can't hit a beach ball?
Well, Sean, I mean, let me just stop you there. The whole difference this season, though, which you have to acknowledge, is that there's so many other hitters in the lineup now that there's so much lineup protection across the board that one out committed by Jared Triolo does not necessarily damn this team to just offensive, you know, struggles. And that's the point, is like, you've got so many other hitters in the lineup that it really doesn't matter if he doesn't hit alone, if the rest of the players do what they're supposed to do. He's only one out.
I get it, Nick, but like, we're not, I mean, I get where your point is, but we are not in a position. We haven't been good for years and years and years. And we're going to need, at the end of the year, when it comes down to the end of the year, it's going to be a couple wins here or there, in my opinion. And we're going to trust this guy in crucial situations in multiple games to get us a hit, to win a game or tie a game. It's crazy to me. I mean, we've been watching this for years now. The guy can't hit.
Yeah.
He just can't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying about we got lineup protection now, but it's going to come down to something at the end of the year. And this guy is going to fail again. And I'm going to call you back, and we're going to have that conversation.
All right.
I'm getting worked up already. Have a good day.
Don't get worked up. We're just warming up. It's a warm-up. The show's a warm-up for everybody, even me. Don't get too worked up. We're trying to relax. We're trying to be chill about this. Look, we agree. Like, we're yelling at each other a little bit, getting a little feisty. We agree with each other. If there's another guy that could play third base, I want that guy to play third base. Right now, there's nobody else to play third base, though. Again, I think that also you get to see Jared Triolo for another 2-3 weeks in the major leagues to see if he can hit. If he can't hit, I say move Gonzalez over to third and have Griffin play shortstop, or have Griffin come up and be the Pirates' third baseman. Neil Walker talked about this on Tuesday when he was on the morning show, that the shortstop to third base transition isn't hard because you're still throwing in the same direction. The perspective is still similar. You just have the foul line at third base, whereas you're a little bit more out in the open at shortstop. It's a little deeper at shortstop. So, I mean, you know, I think about that, and I think, okay, you know, Triolo, I don't think he's going to be in too many crucial situations this season to need to hit, where like it's going to come down, you know, the season's on Jared Triolo's shoulders. I don't think so. But I agree that I don't think he can hit, and if they can find another option, play that other option. Aside from that fact, deal with his defensive struggles or put somebody else at third base that you already have on the team, like Connor Griffin or Nick Gonzalez. That's where I'm at. So we agree in some aspects, we don't agree in others. And I'm not sitting here defending Jared Triolo's right to play for the Pirates. I'm not. Right now they just don't have any other options, so you have to put him into the equation right as it stands right now because they don't have another third baseman. If they get another one, we can talk more about those scenarios. If you have a hypothetical acquisition they can make, then absolutely, you know, tell me, and we can talk about that hypothetical. But, I mean, you can't yell that Jared Triolo is the third baseman of the team if they don't have another third baseman. Again, I say put Connor Griffin at third base when he comes up. I say put Nick Gonzalez at third base when Connor Griffin gets called up and put Connor Griffin at short. I think that's all fine. But other than those two hypotheticals, there's really nobody else that can handle third base for the Pirates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.